A new study finds significant health and nutrition risks for children in families that were affected by the new welfare regulations. The study appears in this month's Archives of Pediatrics and Adolescent Medicine, NPR's Rachel Jones reports.
It's been 6 years since President Clinton signed the welfare reform bill. Welfare rolls have dropped by more than half, and many recipients found jobs once their benefits were decreased or terminated. But Deborah Frank says those shouldn't be the only measures of whether welfare reform is working.
Instead of saying, have we got fewer people receiving welfare, which we certainly have, no one has asked, and how are the babies?
Frank is a pediatrics professor at Boston University School of Medicine. She and her colleagues designed the Children's Sentinel Nutrition Assessment Program. Researchers were assigned to hospital emergency rooms in Boston, Baltimore, Little Rock, Los Angeles, Minneapolis, and Washington, D.C. Among other things, they measured the family's food security, whether families were eating regularly and could afford well-balanced meals. Frank relates the story of one woman who came to her clinic.
She was describing how she fed her malnourished, quite sickly little girl and her 10-year-old, and she says, I praise and I stretches some more.
Stretching the free groceries her older child brought home from weekly catechism class as long as possible, and then serving a thin oatmeal gruel and watery orange juice when the food ran out. Her children didn't really feel hungry, Frank says, but they were poorly nourished.
And she knew it, but she couldn't afford consistently what they needed.
Researchers focused on nearly 3,000 children whose families' benefits had been reduced or terminated, and they were compared to families that had not been affected. Half were more likely to not have access to nutritionally adequate food. But Frank says the most striking finding was that these children were 90% more likely to be hospitalized once they got to the emergency room. Then again, Frank says that probably shouldn't have been so surprising.
We know that malnutrition impairs immune function, and it hangs together in a biologically plausible way to say, you sanction people, they have less resources, there is more food insecurity, and their children get more seriously ill.
After reading the study, Jack Meyer says it doesn't support such broad conclusions.
I think that it's a mistake, and the authors are quite cautious about saying you can't just infer cause and effect between losing welfare and these hospital admissions.
Meyer is president of the Economic and Social Research Institute in Washington. He says studies like this one are only a snapshot of a population that's most likely to yield a certain result. For one thing, you'll always find sick people in emergency rooms. Since some children whose families have left welfare retain some benefits, it would be better to compare their health over time to a control group. But Meyer says the study could foreshadow bigger problems, and policymakers should pay special attention to gaps in coverage and how parents use the system.
We also have to make sure that the pediatricians really provide the care and that the parents bring the kids in and that we bring services right to the kids. So it's a very complex challenge.
And because welfare reform will be reauthorized later this year, even more parents may face the challenge of keeping their children well-fed and healthy without the government's help. Rachel Jones, NPR News, Washington.